Okay, let's unpack this. Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're diving into something really specific, but I think profoundly relevant for anyone trying to, cut through all the noise online. Our source material today, it's just one thing, a really precise query. Use Chevrolet Tahoe for sale in Dallas. Best options for 2025. Now, you might be thinking, wow, that's incredibly specific. And yeah, you'd be absolutely right. But our mission today is to show you why that specificity, well, that's your superpower when you're seeking knowledge. It gives you these like invaluable clues for finding information efficiently.
Yeah, it's fascinating, isn't it? That level of detail. It's precisely the specificity that's so interesting here. I mean, this isn't someone just vaguely looking for, I don't know, a car. It's incredibly targeted. If you break it down, right, you get a specific vehicle, the Chevrolet Tahoe, and key point, it's used. Then a defined place, Dallas, and a really clear time frame, 2025 options, which kind of implies looking ahead maybe for availability or deals next year. This amount of detail, it's not random. It's basically a masterclass in what people sometimes call long-tail keywords. Using these ultra-specific phrases that signal exactly what you need. And that's such a powerful takeaway, I think, for anyone trying to find those needles in, well, digital haystacks.
Right, so it's not just filtering stuff out, it's more like actively guiding where the information comes from. How does that actually, how does it work, behind the scenes to get you those really precise results?
Exactly. Think of it like giving a super precise GPS coordinate instead of just saying, oh, somewhere in Texas. Search engines, databases, even, frankly, human experts, they can zero in on information much, much faster when you give them those specific data points. The vehicle type, the condition used, knew the location, the year you're interested in. It's really the architecture of like efficient information retrieval. When you're that specific, you're cutting down the cognitive load, basically, the mental effort needed to sift through junk, not just for you, but for the system you're asking. It's sort of about designing your search query to match the best path for getting the info delivered.
Okay, that makes total sense for finding a car. But how does this apply if you're, say, an academic researcher or maybe a business trying to figure out a market? It feels so product focused.
Oh, it absolutely goes beyond product searches. Totally. Imagine a student looking for, let's say, the impact of climate change on specific indigenous communities in the Arctic Circle between 2000 and 2020. That's basically the academic version of our Tahoe search, right?
Okay, I see that.
Or maybe a business trying to find consumer spending trends for artisanal coffee, specifically in downtown Austin, maybe Q3 2024. In every case, the more specific you are defining the subject, the location, the time frame, what you actually want to know, the more efficiently you skip the general stuff and land right on what's relevant to your specific need. It's about breaking down your complex question into its core actionable pieces.
Okay, got it. So specificity is really powerful, but can it ever go too far? Like, can you be too precise and maybe miss something important or unexpected?
That's a fantastic question. Really good point. And yes, there's definitely a balance. The risk with being extremely, like, rigidly specific is that you might miss what we call serendipitous discovery. Those sideways, unexpected insights that could be valuable but weren't part of your original super-focused search. Well, for example, if you only searched for 2025 Tahoe in Dallas, you might miss a really fantastic deal on a 2024 model that pops up early next year. So the key isn't always be hyper-specific no matter what. It's more about starting with that precise definition, getting your bearings. And then, if you need to, you can strategically broaden your terms a bit. You can always widen out from specific. It's much, much harder to narrow down from vague.
Okay. So what does this all mean for you listening? It really means that nailing down your information needs with this kind of precision, just like in our example, use Chevrolet Tahoe in Dallas. Best options for 2025. Well, that's your first step. Your best defense against feeling totally overwhelmed by information overload. You're not just, casting a huge wide net and hoping for the best. You're throwing a precise dart aimed right at what you need.
Yeah, and if we connect this to the bigger picture, effectively acquiring knowledge, it brings up a pretty important question, I think. How does clearly defining your search, breaking it down like that, vehicle type, condition, location, time frame, how does that empower you to find exactly what's relevant to your needs? Instead of just drowning in irrelevant data, it really comes down to intentionality, being deliberate.
Exactly. And think about it. How does the very specificity of a topic like this immediately narrow your focus? How does it let you just zoom in quickly on the information that actually matters to you and just leave all that background noise behind? It's really the difference between like wandering aimlessly through a whole library versus walking straight to the exact shelf, the exact book you need,
yeah,
something to ponder.